Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Friends. Just friends. It is that time of the week where I get my pals in to talk about the topics of the week gone by. This week we have Sophie White and Leon Diop in. Hello.
Hello. Yo, hello.
How's it going?
Good.
You're off to other voices.
In a matter of hours, living for
Very exciting. And your first time.
First time going to other voices, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know what I've been doing with my life. I'm worried about me. But listen, you
I've
forgot
such
to say.
I've such FOMO that you're going. Are you at other voices as well?
I'm not, no.
Okay, good.
Me and Leon are award winners.
Oh, for God's sake.
I don't mean to boast or anything.
No. I'm just like, I'm not upset that you didn't mention it, but
yeah,
like,
kind of.
I was going to mention at the end.
Okay.
You won book awards,
no,
obviously.
No, let's talk about it now.
You won book awards, did you?
We did.
When did that happen? Was the book awards on...
Just a while ago.
Just Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. What category?
Young adult.
Excellent.
Yeah, teen young adult.
For the Black and Irish...
Yeah, Black and Irish Legends, Trailblazers, Never the Heroes.
Okay, very good. You got a mention on the toy show. Was that a big moment?
We did. Oh my God. I
nice
didn't
one.
Actually know.
Did you
like,
not?
I funny enough, I was like having a mad week that week and I was like, I'm not going to watch it. I'm too tired. And my fiance was like, come on, please. And I was like, right, fine. So I went down to watch it and yeah, surprised my life. I was like, what?
A recommendation.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's the seal of approval.
100%.
You got
I
one
was
in
not
the
mentioned.
You
on
weren't.
The
no, absolutely not. Did you win in the darkness category? Was there a dark?
I was in the lovely, bright, popular fiction category. Yeah.
Well done.
My hot friend.
Well done. My hot friend. Get those books for Christmas. Give the gift of books this Christmas. Okay, let's get to our topics. On Tuesday, we asked listeners for the most romantic gesture they had ever made or had done for them. And we heard all sorts of lovely stories. Leon, you went big on the love thing in Irish college, apparently.
Oh, God, yeah, in the Gaeltacht
in
2008.
God. What happened and how did it pan out?
I'm a hopeless romantic.
One of these
girls I'd met at the Gaeltacht, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to give them an act of love, even though I'd only kissed them a couple of days earlier. And we get a trip out to Letterkenny and there was like loads of these little stalls around Letterkenny with kind of like fake jewellery and stuff. And I bought this necklace for her that had tin foil in it. It was like, it was so bad. Like, it was awful. It was so bad, actually, that she said she couldn't accept it. It was too nice and that I should give it to someone else, like my mom.
Oh, what a dig.
I know.
What a dig.
And I thought she was genuine about it. So I was like, oh, that's actually really nice of you. But realistically, now looking back, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, she wasn't into you.
That's awful.
She's just not into you. Remember that movie and all these reasons? It just wasn't into you. She would have accepted the gift. Are you big on romance in your house?
So
this was a struggle, apparently.
This was a struggle now,
when you were chatting to Killian on the phone about this topic. It was a bit of a struggle to find the big romance.
Killian said romantic gesture, and then there was like an 8-minute pause where I was like, I was just like... rifling through my past to see.
Not
I
in
really
there.
Came up with very little. But then I remembered that one year my husband was like, so the reason there's no romance is because, you know, we've been together for
ever.
And we've three kids and the three kids just, want at all times to be obstacles to romance. And that's what kids do.
I hear you.
But one year he said, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, just to be alone. And so he dropped me off in town for just an afternoon of sitting, staring at a wall, being alone. But he texted me after and said, I made you a Spotify playlist.
Gorgeous.
For your alone time. So that was nice.
That is.
God, I'm scraping
you.
The bottom of the barrel.
You really
so
are.
Much. But do you know what he does? He does paperwork. That's romantic.
Yeah.
He does all the paperwork.
Yeah. It's called the orange peel theory. Mm. It's this thing. So if someone's going to peel an orange for you, if you don't like the stickiness and the substance and how it feels, if your partner's going to peel an orange for you and they don't talk about it, they just do it for you because they know you don't like it. That's like a small gesture, but a really important one, like the paperwork.
Mm.
Like, you know, just putting the heat on. When they get up first for your partner. Like
putting the heat on. What house are you living in?
Graham puts
I have to wait until Seb leaves. And then
the
I'm straight over to the wall pressing the button.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same as my house.
Yeah.
Graham puts his girlfriend's jammies on the radiator to warm him up in the evening for
Oh my God.
Sad.
He's setting the bar too high for himself now. He's making a rod for his own back.
Yes.
Because he really has to bring it now after that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's all downhill from here on in, isn't it?
I find the orange peel theory actually is very present in my marriage.
Okay.
Like, if I just go kind of near an activity that I don't want to do, and if I just kind of flap around ineffectually enough,
yeah,
Seb will come over and he'll pump the tires on my bike for me. You know, I'm flailing around with some kind of insurance document. He's like, don't just take that.
What about DIY?
I'm famous for my DIY skills. Now, I have a degree in sculpture.
Okay.
So
you can sculpt.
I'm unexpectedly good at making stuff. Like, during the pandemic, I made my kids, they'll never remember this, all they're ever going to remember is all the trauma of their childhood.
Yeah.
But during pandemic, I made them a treehouse.
No, you didn't.
Now, it wasn't, I don't have a garden, so it was in a local park.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
I don't think that's allowed.
I don't think that's legal.
But you know what? It was a public service for my kids and also any teenagers.
Horny teenagers.
Who needed refuge for their heavy petting.
Yes.
They could go into the treehouse I built. There was a swing, so they could get really creative.
Jesus.
If they had imagination.
It's not a real treehouse if Damo Wazir is written on the inside or something like that. Is it still there?
It's kind of it's disintegrated bit by bit. Now, it's been a few years.
By the council.
But I'm pretty sure
a natural degradation by the council.
I'm pretty sure if you're good at DIY, that shouldn't disintegrate. Like, you shouldn't fall apart.
Yeah.
Right, Leon?
No, 100%. No, yeah. It should be a pretty solid structure.
Because you were refurbishing an old family home.
I was, yeah.
And something happened.
Oh God, yeah.
Or didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Okay,
yeah,
go on.
Like, myself and my fiance moved into my nanny's house. Not my nanny's house, sorry, her nanny's house. And we had all this enthusiasm in the world to like do it up and paint it, and because it was going to be sold eventually and we were going to be able to live in it rent free until then. But every job we started, we just stopped. So yeah. We'd do about 2 hours of it and we'd go out to DIY and we'd do all the shopping bits and buy all the paint and paintbrushes and da 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 da. And 8 months later, it was like still like half painted roofs and it was just, yeah, it was awful. So,
it's a lot of work, yeah, and a lot of time.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, but I think you have to love it.
Do
you love DIY? Do you love a bit of DIY?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
You just want to get it done.
I love the first 2 hours of it.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's fun. It's exciting. Like, you get to go to B&Q and have a walk around and get some cool stuff. But
okay.
I do lack the follow through a little bit as well. I identify with that. I live with a person whose kind of DIY efforts have in the past been quite annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have the ornamental shelf that you can't put anything on. It's a decorative shelf only. Mm-hmm. A very light photograph might sit on it. One year he was trying to improvise a child lock for one of the presses in the kitchen. And I mean, my heart nearly broke. I walked in and he'd actually just hammered a nail straight into the kitchen counter, providing a dangerous item for our children to snag their skin off and need. They already have tetanus shots anyway because they live in my house. It's grand. But yeah, so he just like hammered this nail straight into the kitchen counter and then he got a little bit of twine and tied the twine around the handle of the press. And that was our child lock solution for many years.
Impressive.
You see, I don't think we have an excuse anymore because we have YouTube. We have all these tutorials. Mm. Like, we should all be, Leon, we should all be like kind of half decent.
Well, not really. Like, there's many things that you can learn how to do on YouTube. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
okay. You think you need to have a flair for it?
I do. Like, I think you need to be a little bit kind of attuned with it, but.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about another thing. You know, some people are excellent at this, regifting, right? Mm. Now, Leon's already told us how he turned heartache into a crap present for his mom. But on Monday, we heard some fairly shocking regifting stories from listeners, from getting, you know, body cream, and a big scoop gone out of it with a finger mark.
No.
Sophie, how did your family make your husband feel welcome with a lovely Christmas gift?
Okay. So one year, he got as a Christmas present from another member of the family, a receipt. So it was a receipt for a shop to the value of, you know, a few shekels.
Okay.
Shop wasn't in Dublin. So this receipt was redeemable in this shop on the other side of the country. So what clearly had happened was somebody had returned something they didn't want and then they re-gifted the receipt to So it was actually quite a meta re-gift. Wow. There were several layers to it.
Yes.
But it was one, it's one of the standout best re-gifts I've ever witnessed.
That is amazing.
It's like, here's a receipt
for a shop. Re-gifting a receipt is crazy.
You have never been to that is 400 miles away. Happy Christmas.
Is it a running joke now, or do they get them decent presents out? How does it work in your house?
To be honest, re-gifting, de-gifting,
not gifting,
it's all to play for in my family. So often people will de-gift, which is when you've just handed a present over, the person who's received the present openly apathetic, another person is like, I like that. And then there'll be a de-gift where you take, they'll just kind of sort it out amongst themselves.
I like that.
Yeah, there is a lot of re-gifting. There was a particular glass bowl that just, it's like haunted. It's like does the rounds of everyone in the family. Like somebody gets it every year and no one can ever remember.
There's a curse that comes with it or something.
Who re-gifted it to them in the first place. So you're just handing it back and forth. But it's, what about you guys?
It's scabby, but at least it's environmentally friendly, you know? That's my excuse. And I think I don't mind a re-gift. I don't mind if it's good. If it's good and people are honest about it, I don't mind that.
Mm. I think we have a policy in our family where you have to disclose that it's a re-gift.
Okay. Oh.
So it's, I think it's because nobody's good at lying. So we've instated this thing that we don't lie about it. So basically you just kind of go like, I got this. Didn't think it was very me. Maybe it's you. And then the person looks at the receipt and says, this is a receipt.
Oh, you're poor Seb.
I got a horrendous pair of runners off my fiancé one Christmas, and I'm blurting this out and confessing because
I don't think
they
you can say
awful.
That. She might be listening.
No,
I know
she's listening because we talked about tuning in and I said there's going to be a surprise for her. Well, Katie, I'm sorry. I absolutely despise those runners that you got me in 2017 and I gave them to my stepdad. So, yeah.
Does he wear them?
No, he didn't wear them either.
But they were that bad. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, well, look. Let's move on to manscaping. Leon.
Yeah.
Seems as though you're the only man in the room.
Yes.
What's your approach?
I've learned some pretty painful lessons over the course of my life when it comes to manscaping. And I've learned that you need the right apparatus to
rusty scissors isn't going to do it.
Definitely not the job.
Okay.
Unless you want a very uncomfortable 3 weeks.
What is your tool of choice?
Just a trimmer now is my go-to.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely necessary because I have some friends at both ends of the spectrum. Like, I've got one friend who, like, there's more hair on a pencil. Like, there's not a speck on him. And, like, if you threw him into a bath, he'd slide out the other side. And then I have another friend who is an absolute Sasquatch. He doesn't do anything. We go and play Astro with each other and, you know, he sweats profusely as well, which is awful. You can see like the hairs through his t-shirt, like it's
okay,
not good.
The hair
does he get stuck
through his
on the AstroTurf, like Velcro.
You have to rip them up.
So
like,
much
yeah.
hair, yeah, you got to tear them back
see,
up. Yeah.
I think men have more of a problem with body hair because it came to light that you know a lot of women, we quite like the hair. We quite, you know, it's not an issue for us really. This baldy look is just, you know. You're just being sold to.
I know. There's nothing to comb your fingers through when you're hugging their back.
Exactly.
You can't gain purchase on them.
Exactly.
You're just sliding off.
You're sliding around the place. Sliding off.
It's like a dolphin being married to a dolphin.
That's exactly how it was described. Yeah. So you wouldn't care about a guy's hairy back or dangly bits?
No.
There we go. You see.
I like the decoration.
Okay.
I think sometimes when it comes to the male genitalia, a bit of distraction, doesn't hurt.
Hide it.
No,
it's not the best looking thing,
let's
be honest.
To the whole swathe of males listening.
Exactly.
Hide it. But no.
But not so much that you can't find it.
I have an idea though. It's like maybe I might do a change.org petition for this, okay? Mm-hmm. I think that the one time that men should be compelled to go for a wax is if somebody has just birthed a child for them.
Okay.
And
okay.
that I would like then, for a quid pro quo, I would like them to have some suffering.
Sure.
Not equal to.
Sure. Not equal to.
Not equal to. Let's not
what
forget.
About laser?
Oh, yeah. Lasered. That's very painful.
That's very painful.
Every time I come on the show, I want to have kids less and less.
Oh, good. Our job is done.
You're welcome.
We are a free contraceptive measure.
It's like an ad for Durex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to get Durex to sponsor me. just as I go around my life. Wouldn't that be ideal?
Yeah.
Like, I'd be in Aldi and I'd be roaring at one of my kids. You know, my kids are always like beating the absolute head off each other. And I'm there going through the veg aisle going like, nothing below the neck. And then I could say, hashtag sponsored by Durex.
Exactly.
Yeah, turn to the camera.
Use
kind of thing.
Use code SOPHIE30 at checkout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a lads thing?
Durex.
No, baiting the heads off your brothers. You know, it's a day.
I never see any of my friends like bodily lifting girl daughters off other girl daughters.
Other siblings,
whereas
yes.
I do find that I'm just constantly...
breaking up fights.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Did you fight with your siblings?
Me and my brother used to punch the head off each other.
Yeah, you see.
We would kick the crap out of each other.
I know. Yeah. Are you very close now?
Oh yeah, really close. He's emigrating.
No!
Yeah, in Devo. Yeah, he's gone. Now, it's only to Portugal. But like...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's...
Why is he
so I get to visit him.
There's a little couch down there.
He's going for work.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he going to the capital? Or where is he going?
Yeah, he's gone to Lisbon, yeah.
It's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
It is very cool.
I look forward
cool.
to visiting. I've never been.
And
so.
it's somewhere for you to go.
Yeah.
On the cheap.
100%.
I love it. I love it. Oh, you're going to miss him. Do you want to say something lovely about your brother right now who might be listening? If not, your fiancé can play back to him. Go.
Oh, yeah, sure. Adam, my brother, is one of the most chilled, coolest guys I've ever met. He's like always, he helps me through a lot of stuff, do you know what I mean? And he's always someone that I can ring and just have a chat with. So yeah, no, he's the best brother. I'm sorry that I gave you the F5 back in 2007 and nearly twisted your ankle.
Maybe twisted your ankle, we'll leave it there. Okay, I hear you're doing live shows, Sophie.
I've got some live shows coming
Holy
up
moly.
With my podcast gals, The Creep Dive. We are playing Limerick Wednesday, December 20th. And we're playing Galway Friday, January 12th. And we're playing Cork Monday, December 18th. And if you want to get tickets to the Creep Dive Live, we're celebrating 5 years of creeping. Mm. Go to talltales.ie/merch. And it would be so fun to see
you
there.
Yes, go and see this.
It's our regional tour.
It's amazing. Leon, the book, just a reminder of the book where people can get it. What's it all about? We talked about it on the show here, but people need this book for
Absolutely.
Christmas.
It's a collection of stories from the Black and Irish community over the last kind of 7 decades. Some incredible stories that will give you a lot of inspiration. It'll bring a lot of emotion. Yeah, I think everyone should check out this book.
It's amazing.
It's brilliant.
Lads, thanks for coming in.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.